When the former superior of the Italian Jesuits was appointed as director of programs at Vatican Radio, he's the first to admit that he had no radio experience and was unfamiliar with the complex machinations of the world's smallest city-state.
Io non conoscevo direttamente il mondo Vaticano.
What he did have, however, was over 10 years' experience with the prestigious Jesuit magazine Civiltà Cattolica and a mathematical mind which, he says, helped him to make the transformation from lengthy erudite articles to short, succinct radio stories. Vatican Radio became his home, Father Lombardi says, where he was fascinated by the wealth of cultural diversity, with employees from over 60 nations working in almost 40 language programs with some 15 different alphabets. Cutting down on that rich diversity to save costs, he warns, would be a real impoverishment of Vatican communication.
Sarebbe in realtà un vero impoverimento della comunicazione vaticana.
Father Lombardi admits his biggest regret was the inability to convince his superiors to begin broadcasting in Hausa, one of the main languages of northern Nigeria, currently racked by the violence of the Boko Haram terrorist group. With running costs of less than 30 euros a day, plus support from both Nigeria's bishops and local Nigerian religious communities, he says, the radio could have provided a small but vital sign of support for some of the poorest and most persecuted Catholics on the African continent. Within the DNA of the radio throughout its 85-year history, Father Lombardi insists, has been a sense of service to the poor and oppressed, rather than a slavish addiction to improving audience ratings.
Piuttosto che la sudditanza assoluta all'imperativo della massimizzazione dell'audience.
With the advent of new technologies, Father Lombardi says he sought to lead the radio from exclusively audio production into a broader multimedia provider, something that wasn't always well understood by its critics. Furthermore, he notes the radio continues to provide other less visible services, such as technical audio support for papal ceremonies, Vatican input at international telecommunications conferences, translation and language services, documentation and archive material, and all this while implementing a significant downsizing of staff over the past decade. Father Lombardi's departure from the Palazzo Pio headquarters marks the end of an era for the Jesuits too, whom Pope Pius XI entrusted with the running of the radio back in 1931. Pope Francis has made clear he wants the order to continue working in communications, though it's not yet clear how that service may take shape. The name Vatican Radio will also cease to exist in the coming months as it becomes more closely incorporated into a combined output of TV, newspaper, web and social media production. What Father Lombardi says he hopes will remain at the heart of the new media operation is the dedication of those committed to their mission of proclaiming the good news to those on the margins of today's throwaway culture.
Dello scarto nel mondo nuovo della nuova comunicazione.
I'm Philippa Hitchin.